Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Hi, I'm Bob Price, and next at noon, we're spotlighting a special conference that happens at the Family Life Center in Bath, New York next month. It's entitled Sexuality and the Church. The keynote speaker is Gary Ingram, Executive Director of Love and Truth Network. He spoke to us about why this is such an important issue for the church, the culture, and our families to deal with. Here is some of that conversation.
My wife, Melissa, and I founded Love and Truth Network about 6 years ago, and the purpose of the ministry is to help equip the church, as well as Christian educational institutions, colleges, universities, and campus ministries, secular campus ministries, for the sake of developing an awareness of how to minister effectively in the area of restoring relational and sexual wholeness.
So how have you done in the 6 years, Gary? Are churches better equipped than they were 6 years ago when it comes to this difficult issue of sexuality?
Well, I think that there are some, for sure, that are better equipped than they once were, but I think that's a very small percentage of the body of Christ. What we have are churches that are largely either kind of stuck in a traditional perspective. When I say traditional, I value tradition, but they kind of thump on truth, but are very shallow on love and compassion, or where churches more recently, young pastors have risen up who don't want to be anything like that, and the pendulum has swung in the opposite direction, where there's very little truth, particularly around the topic of human sexuality, being shared. And my concern is that there's actually a false gospel going out that does not require repentance or surrender or sanctification. And then there are churches, many, many churches kind of in the middle, who believe what the Bible says is true, but they don't know how to effectively live this out in their church communities.
Every day in the news, Gary, we are bombarded with stories that deal with these issues, these weighty issues that go to the core of who we are as Christians in a post-Christian culture. Gender lines blurred, the agenda of the LGBTQ community, and it's really difficult to navigate, especially if you're a parent, to teach them what it means to be a godly man, what Christian masculinity looks like. Masculinity, Gary, almost a dirty word in our culture today. Talk to those parents of young kids who are really struggling with how to mirror what godly masculinity looks like.
Well, one of the things we love to talk about, and it honestly, it's probably the foundation of our ministry, is Genesis 1, 26 and 27, where God makes us male and female in his image. And so you can see that in our culture today, that is really under attack. We as pastors and leaders and helpers and as followers of Jesus need to re-embrace and understand the glory and the wonder of being made in God's image, not as just humans, but as male and female. That whole idea of differences in gender is hugely under attack, and we want to actually highlight the good of that.
Gary Ingram is our guest today, Executive Director of Love and Truth Network, based out of Glendale, Arizona. You're going to be speaking at an event on November 9th, 9 till 3:30 at the Family Life Center called Sexuality and the Church. You've already kind of hit it on this a little bit, Gary, but again, explain why this is such an important conference and why people who may be listening right now should make a point of attending.
Well, the reality is these issues are some of the most difficult and the most divisive issues of our time. There'll be three main topics on Saturday on the 9th, and we'll be touching on statistics in the state of the church. We'll be touching on how do we shift our environments to really become fertile ground that is both safe and transformational in our churches and Christian communities. And then also we'll be talking in the third segment a lot about LGBT community. What does science actually show in that regard? And in each segment, we will have a large block of time for Q&A. The conference is for pastors, counselors, helpers, Christian leaders, also for parents who have kids that are struggling in a variety of ways. And it's also for people themselves that want to see if maybe Jesus has something more for me than surrendering my life to an LGBTQ ideology or pornography addiction or other forms of sexual brokenness.
So pretty much it's for everybody.
It's really
for everybody. Don't think just because you don't have a title or something involved with the church per se, if you're a concerned parent, a concerned mom or dad who has young kids who are exposed to some of the stuff we've talked about today on a daily basis in our culture, come get some answers, some godly biblical answers. And then finally, what would you like to have accomplished through this event? What are some of of the key outcomes or takeaways for those who attend this day-long seminar?
Well, what we've heard from a number of people who have been at our past seminars or leadership summits is that they came expecting with their pen and pad in hand to take some notes about how to help the quote-unquote poor LGBT folk that they may know in their family or in their communities or whatever. And what they walk away with is, oh my goodness, God has something deep and profound for me. Mm-hmm. The reality is those that come to Jesus, whether it's out of the LGBT community or any other community, we need Jesus. That's the bottom line. We need Jesus, and we need to surrender. And so what we desire for people to walk away with from this particular day, November 9th, is a deep sense of God's invitation for them to go deeper in relationship with Him, and then also to understand more about the development process of same-sex attraction and transgenderism, and how they can be more compassionate, and how they can begin to separate ideology from individuals. Mm-hmm. We want to be really compassionate and loving and gracious and share truth with individuals, but we also want to know how can we stand against without attacking, how can we stand against ideology that is growing in culture.
That is Gary Ingram with the Love and Truth Network based out of Glendale, Arizona. The conference Sexuality and the Church happens Saturday, November 9th from 9 till 3 at the Family Life Center in Bath, New York. You can go to fln.org/events for more information, and you can download this conversation at fln.org/podcast.